KCR 101. Get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host and emergency room physician, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101. We are talking men's health today, and one of the things that you don't think about with men when you hear, as far as a medical condition, is osteoporosis, right? We always talk about it with women, and all the commercials are on, and the medications are aimed towards women. But 20% of the people, according to some studies, with osteoporosis are men. So my expert guest to be on to talk about this is Dr. Chad Krause. He's an emergency physician from Pennsylvania. He works in emergency resource management and affiliate of University of Pennsylvania Medical Center. So welcome, Dr. Krause. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Lee.
So this is interesting. We definitely don't talk about it. And there was a recent study that talked about men were less likely to even have the tests to look for it. Yet I'm sure you and I know we see men come into the emergency room with all kinds of fractures, hip fractures, you know, wrist fractures. But I guess nobody's really looking into it. So, I don't always think about it. How about you?
So this study, I think, highlights some important facts about osteoporosis in men that we don't often think about, as you said, Lee. And as we know, osteoporosis is the most common bone disease, and with our aging population, is going to be something that we see more and more frequently in the emergency department as people have fractures related to osteoporosis. And although we often think of this as a issue in females, about 30% of all hip fractures occur in men. And one in every eight men over the age of 50 will have a hip fracture related to their osteoporosis.
Wow.
That's a pretty significant problem.
Yeah, and we know, I mean, hip fractures in the elderly, I'm not saying 50 is elderly, though, I got to say that. 50 is the new 35 or 40. But anyway, but it has a lot of morbidity with it, a lot of illnesses. I mean, you hear about people that just go downhill after hip fractures. So it potentially has some serious consequences. Now, we know in women, we talk about osteoporosis becoming a problem because of menopause. So is there something like a male menopause that's causing it? Is it hormonal?
I think one of the reasons perhaps that physicians often don't think of osteoporosis in men is that it happens about a decade later in men. And some of the reasons that it happens a bit later in men is because bone loss occurs a little differently in men and women. Some of that may be hormonal. Some of those issues may be lifestyle, such as chronic steroid use, such as excessive alcohol use. Some of it may be related to where the fractures occur in men. So men tend to have more vertebral or back fractures than women, and those types of fractures are more likely to go undiagnosed. And then for men who actually do have the bone density testing, the way that we interpret the bone density testing in men and women may be a little bit different because of the way men's bones are different than female bones.
That's interesting. And I did see a statistic, as many as 2 million American men already have osteoporosis, and they talked about 12 million at risk. So testosterone deficiency is one risk. Is it also the same things with low calcium and vitamin D that can contribute to it in men also?
Yes, so those risk factors are certainly the same in both men and women. As you mentioned, low calcium, low vitamin D, and those are really things that can be modified if physicians are thinking about osteoporosis in men, having that testing and then beginning men on calcium and vitamin D supplementation, as well as potentially bisphosphonates, which are the medications that we commonly see advertised to help with osteoporosis. And then there are some really important steps that men and women both can take as far as lifestyle modifications to reduce their risk of fracture from osteoporosis. And those include things like weight-bearing exercises, smoking cessation, limiting alcohol intake, having a balanced diet.
Yeah, that is interesting. And maybe we'll get back to that in a minute. But I had read somewhere an issue with men because, you know, they get to a certain age. There are certain medications that can also put you at risk. And I guess if you are being treated for something like prostate cancer as a man, that can put you at risk for problems with your bone density, both, I guess, from the cancer itself, but actually some of the drugs that they're taking can do that. Is that true?
That's true, yes. And I think a lot of that has to do with what you mentioned before, which is not only the cancer itself, but hormonal changes associated with those, with both cancer as well as with the medication taken to deal with those types of diseases in men.
Yeah, so I guess a takeaway for that, because the drugs to treat the cancer so that they don't become metastatic to your bones also sort of cut your testosterone, right? Because a lot of prostate
Correct.
Cancers are fueled by testosterone. So from that alone, so I think it's probably important to talk with your doctor or your urologist about, and I'm sure most urologists who treat cancers do look at bone density in their patients.
Right, but it is an important issue for men to discuss with their physicians. That's correct.
Yeah, and getting back to, you know, obviously a good diet that's sufficient in calcium, and, you know, I don't want to get into the controversy of the low T thing, which is has been getting a lot of press, a lot of commercials, but then a lot of ideas, you know, who really needs it. And that's probably a talk for a whole nother show. But
probably, yes.
Yeah, but with weight bearing, you know, it's interesting. I belong to a gym that has a pool, and I swim sometime, and I see a lot of these older men swimming, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, it's probably good exercise to swim. It's probably good for your heart, but that's one of the things that isn't going to help you if you're at risk for osteoporosis.
That's true. So the benefits of those cardiovascular exercises, such as swimming, can't be understated. So we certainly want to encourage people to do those exercises. But you're right, really weight-bearing exercises are really what help to build bone density in both men and women. And, you know, whether it's actually using weights or using machines that have resistance that provide some similar to lifting weight for patients that are aging is really what helps with the bone density.
That's interesting. And the lifting weights for, I guess, upper bones, wrists and stuff, and then even just walking and using your own body weight for, you know, hips
That's correct,
and long
yes.
bones. Is that right? Yeah.
Yes. Especially for hips and, as I mentioned, the vertebral fractures that often plague folks with osteoporosis.
And what are the, is there calcium recommendations for people now? Are they
so there are supplemental calcium recommendations, which I would suggest folks talk to their individual physicians about. And then also vitamin D supplementation is another very important strategy in kind of this whole approach to osteoporosis. Those lifestyle changes that we mentioned, exercise, and then supplementation with both calcium and vitamin D are really important.
Yeah, I think it is. And I think men really need to talk with their doctors about it, because it is something that's important. And what was interesting about this study and why I wanted to talk about it for men's health was that something like a wrist fracture, which, you know, you could see a guy playing basketball falling and you think they're perfectly healthy, but, you know, a wrist fracture is definitely something that you should talk to your doctor with and think about getting bone tested. I want to thank my guests. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Van Oker on Radio MD. Stay well and tune in to your health.